Back in the 1858, there was a brilliant comet, and people went outside and looked at this wonderful comet, including the wealthy of what was then called Allegheny City. We would now call it the north side of Pittsburgh. They had so much fun viewing the comet that they said, everybody put in $100 and let's get ourselves a telescope. They did. And then if you remember your history, shortly after that, the Civil War started, and there weren't many parties of any sort, at which time the telescope was given to the Western University of Pennsylvania. It's now the University of Pittsburgh. So the University of Pittsburgh owns it and operates it as a research laboratory for researchers and for students. Now, very recently, Dr. Rachel Bezenson, who is an astrophysicist at Pitt, won an NSF Career Award, which comes with some money to do a project. And she wanted her project to be an outreach program at the Allegheny Observatory. That funding, along with the funding from the University of Pittsburgh Dietrich School for Arts and Sciences, has made my position possible. And I'm just so very excited to be here in content that I love, bringing it to all different audiences.
What makes you love the sky and studying it so much?
It answers the big questions. And when it can't answer the big questions, it opens up even bigger questions. Now, you asked about John Brashear. I think he felt the same way. He saw Saturn when he was a young child through a small telescope, and he just wanted to be an astronomer. There was no path to astronomy at that point, so he worked in a steel mill and then showed someone at the observatory a lens that he had made by hand. And they said, this is amazing, and built a path for him. Then he ended up creating the John Brashear Lens Making Company, which was the best lens making company in the country. It made the lenses for our big telescopes that were installed around 1900, and a lot of the really critical optical components that allowed us to understand how the world works better. His birthday is at the end of November, and we're going to be celebrating that with children's activities, including a visit to the crypt. John Brashear and his wife and a couple other people, their ashes are actually interred underneath one of the telescopes at the observatory.
That's going to be November 24th, and the observatory is in the city of Pittsburgh's Riverview Park, a grand park on the north side. And a lot of folks don't know about Riverview Park. They know about Schenley and Frick. Well, Riverview Park is another large, gorgeous, beautiful city park. And at 5 o'clock, that's when the birthday celebration begins?
Yes, absolutely. You'll need tickets. They're on Eventbrite. There's no charge for the tickets, but we do need to keep track of how many people are coming.
Wonderful. We've linked to that. And Carrie, I hope we'll get a chance to talk more in the future about events happening at the observatory. I'm glad that the grant enables you to do more public outreach and talk to folks about it. I hope things go well at the John Brashear birthday party. And I just posted that link about looking at the eclipse safely, as well as links to watch the eclipse online, since it won't be too visible in our area.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Carrie Handren here with us talking about the Allegheny Observatory. Patrick mentions there's a star party also. There was going to be a star party at Wagman. But the weather is not cooperating. Coming up, good morning to Rick, by the way. A chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge when the Sound Hound comes by, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Sojourner Truth said, ain't I a woman? Ship gonna sail someday. Mother Jones said, no child labor. Ship gonna sail someday. Eugene Debs said, no more prisons. Ship gonna sail someday. And Joe Hill said, don't mourn, organize. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Mother Blue said, sit down, ship gonna sail someday. Paul Robeson said, I won't stop singing. Ship gonna sail someday. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. Ship gonna sail someday. Malcolm X said, power to the people. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Dorothy Day said, swords into plowshares. Ship gonna sail someday. Cesar Chavez said, viva la huelga. Ship gonna sail someday. Judy Berry said, no more compromise. Ship gonna sail someday. Phil Berrigan said, no more atom bombs. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Now they're all gone, but we're still building. Ship gonna sail someday. That ship's gonna sail to peace and justice. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship's gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. But we're gonna build it anyway. We're gonna build it anyway. We're gonna build it anyway.
Paul Kamm and Eleanor McDonald here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A few items in radio history that we're going to share with you in a moment by way of Radio Rick in Highland Park. I always enjoy getting his emails about things he's discovered that happened related to broadcasting and radio around this time of the year.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Coming up, the Sound Hound, just moments away. Rick writes that today in 1936, check that, October 11th in 1936, the first radio quiz show came about. It was called Professor Quiz, and soon thereafter, Quiz Kids, Information Please, and many others would come to follow. On October 12th, 1969, an announcer on WKNR Detroit received a phone call that said if you play Strawberry Fields backwards, you would hear John Lennon say, "I buried Paul," and it started the whole worldwide rumor that Paul McCartney was dead. And that rumor would really come to a crescendo on WABC with a DJ named Roby Young, who talked about it all night long on his evening program. Finally, Rick mentions October 14th, 1972, the first big hit as a solo artist for Michael Jackson. Do you know what it was? I'll tell you a little bit later, by the bottom of the hour. We'll see if you happen to know what it was. It is a song many people tend to forget, I think. We'll see if you know it. A quick note that we appreciate your being with us week in and week out. We have some new teen programs at our Youth Media Center, from open mic nights to youth journalism. There is something for everyone. Programs are free to all area teens and also offer opportunities to pursue self-directed projects, meet new people, and earn stipends. Learn more at slbradio.org/openstudio. Now it is time for the Sound Hound to make his appearance. Sound Hound, as always, people are waiting for you to do your thing and to deliver this morning's sound. And are you ready to give us the sound? What do you say? We'll see if we can get it here. Oh, it's tiny. This week's sound... I got it. It is so small. I don't think you've ever, I don't think you've ever brought a sound so small before. Here it is. 412, tiny, 200-5975, 412-200-5975. Here it is again. 412. 200-5975. Thank you, Sound Hound, one more time since it's so small. And we'll give the Sound Hound a little food. We'll invite you to guess for 12-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Randy and Polly in Emlinton thought of ABC for Michael Jackson's hit. That was a big hit, but that was the Jackson 5. There's one other. And we'll see what it is. We have no strong George Mann.
Than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line. No prettier sight than looking back at a town you left behind. But there's nothing that's as real as the love that's in my mind. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. There's lots of things along the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind and tell myself I'm free. But your softest whisper's louder than the highway's call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys can't compare to your blue-lit dancing eyes, your yellow shining hair. I could never hit the open road and leave you lying there. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
George Mann, and I'll be here for a while, that song. George Mann has a song on this new album of his, which is called This Chain, about Anne Feeney. And it's a great song. We played it last week. I'll try to play it again this week. I've talked with the Soundhound, and the Soundhound has agreed to give you a bit more of a clue. I'll give you some of the incorrect guesses that have come in more comprehensively in a moment, but I'll tell you it is not a stapler, it is not a hole punch. Are you ready? Here it is. One more time. Four, one, two, 200-5975. Bill in Homer City. got the correct answer. Bill, thank you for checking in. Drew thought it might be pulling a chain on a lamp or a light. It's not that, but a great guess. Tom thought it might be a stapler, as did John and Carrick Thomas in McCandless. John and Addie in East Deer thought it might be a stapler or a hole punch. Annie notes that Caden thought it might be a metal nutcracker. A good guess, but not that. Sarah notes that it sounds like a stapler or an electronic card punch of some kind. Sarah is in McCandless. It is not that. This is a tough one. John in Economy Borough also has a stapler or a hole punch as his guess. Bruce got it exactly correct, which is pretty amazing if you say so. John and Marjorie in Harrisville also got it precisely right. And Katrina is in New Bethlehem. She thought it might be the sound of shuffling cards. It's not that. Here it is again. Four, one, two, 200, five, nine, seven, five. Oh, Rich in Edinburgh, a good guess. Rich says it sounds like the shutter on an older camera. Larkin thinks it's a dog eating a bone, and Tegan thinks it's a stapler. They are in the North Hills, neither of those. Gail thinks it's also pushing a stapler down. John and Carrick thinks it might be hedge shears. John and Addie in East Deer just got it. Well done. Barb in Oakmont thinks it could be a camera shutter. Pudge in Lambertine says, I say it's the sound a pig makes. Wifey Poo said electric door locks on our truck. I hear both of those a bit. John in Economy adds the sound of hungry hippos, not that. Dust Bowl Jack says, is it a camera shutter? He's in Warren, Ohio. Not that. Oh, Sarah in McCandless adds a guess of a Viewmaster or a slide carousel. And Angie, you've got the correct answer. And Gail in Stanton Heights, you also have the correct answer. And Gail, I attributed a guess of a stapler to you, apparently, but that wasn't your guess. Sometimes our text messages get a little crossed. Actually, you had the correct answer all along. What happens is the texts come in so quickly. Let me be sure I've acknowledged every correct guess. I think I have. Did you figure it out? Here's the sound. One last time. And what is it? It's the sound of a stamper, a self-inking stamper, to be specific. And Kathy and Tyonesta got it just before I gave the correct answer. You could call it a hand price stamper for putting prices on merchandise. A notary public would use that kind of stamper. Some other folks would as well, but it is a stamper, a self-inking stamper. Kathy got it. Gail in Stanton Heights knew it. Angie in Mars came up with the correct answer. Sean and Addie in East Deer also got it. And Bruce and Ingram has it correct. And I'm looking through the rest of our correct answers to make sure I acknowledge everybody. Thank you for playing along so much this morning. It's really fun when we get to do this together. And let's mention Bill in Homer City, who also knew the correct answer. John and Marjorie in Harrisville got it too. So there it is. Now that you know it's a self-inking stamp, I'll ask the Sound Hound to play it one more time. And you good, Sound Hound? We'll send the Sound Hound on his way for the day. He's drinking a little bit of water from our rain barrel. Thank you, Sound Hound. There is a special site in Pittsburgh that has been here forever in the Pittsburgh area, but a lot of people are still discovering it. And this place is Meadowcroft, and David Schofield is here with us. Hello, David. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
And Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village is having a good old-fashioned taffy pull and fall celebration a week from today, October 21st at 10 at their site in Avella. Before we talk about the festival, can you tell us a bit about Meadowcroft and its history and what's out there to look at?
Sure. Well, Meadowcroft is part of the Senator John Hines History Center family of museums. So in addition to the History Center in the Strip District, which also has the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum, we also operate the Fort Pitt Museum in Point State Park, and then Meadowcroft, which is located in rural Washington County, about 35 miles from downtown. And Meadowcroft is situated on 275 acres. And we have the Meadowcroft Rock Shelter, which is a National Historic Landmark. It's an archaeological site that has provided evidence of people camping at that site as early as 19,000 years ago, making it the oldest site of human habitation in North America. And so we have a big story to tell about how people have used the property and the natural resources found there over the course of 19,000 years.
And that story is one I'm glad to see you embracing and talking about. And part of the story, too, is what life was like in earlier centuries, right, that are a little bit closer to today's times, such as what you're going to be doing next week.
Right, yeah. So we do tell the story. We have four major interpretive areas that help to tell this story of 19,000 years of people on the landscape here in Western Pennsylvania. And so it includes the rock shelter, where we tell the story of the hunter-gatherers that used that site, as well as the discovery of the site in 1955 and the archaeology that took place, has taken place there now over 50 years. and continues. And then we recreated a 16th century Monongahela Indian village to represent life prior to European arrival, but after agriculture had been developed. And then we have a 18th century frontier trading post to show what life was like after the Europeans arrived and how they interacted with the American Indians who were here through commerce. And then we have a 19th century rural village that's made up of buildings that have been moved into Meadowcroft to represent the late 19th century and settled rural life as the Industrial Revolution was taking hold.
Well, a great opportunity to visit right in Avella, so it's not close by, or not far. I was going to say not close, not far away, especially if you're listening on our Washington, PA affiliate. Now, next week, 1 week from today, the Taffy Pull and Fall Celebration is going to give people a chance to do lots of fun things, right?
Oh, yeah. So our season is winding down. So we have we're open on Saturdays and Sundays now until the end of the month, and then we'll close for the season and reopen to the public in May. But next weekend is our Taffy Pull and Fall Celebration. So the signature event there is the taffy pulling, which takes place in one of our log houses. And our visitors will actually get to participate in making taffy and can take some of that taffy home. And then, in addition, the rest of Meadowcroft is open for the day. And some of the special things that are happening will be a demonstration of fireplace cooking in one of the log houses. We'll have corn husk crafting in the 18th century frontier area. Corn husks are a material that can be braided and made into mats or made into dolls. That was a common thing to do. And then in our Monongahela Indian village, visitors will have the opportunity to use the atlatl, which is a prehistoric spear thrower, the weapon of choice for hunting and defense for thousands and thousands of years in western Pennsylvania.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity to visit the Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village. We've linked to the website. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have a few moments, David?
Yeah, just that the taffy pulling part of the event, space is limited to participate in that. So if that's something that you really want to do, we encourage you to go on our website and purchase tickets in advance to reserve your spot for that. There is an additional $5 fee for the taffy pulling, and you can register on the website, and that will secure your spot for that. If you're not interested in the taffy pulling, you can buy tickets to the event ahead of time, but you don't have to. You can always buy tickets on site when you arrive. And admission is $15 for an adult, $14 for seniors, and children 18 or 17 and under are free. We have sponsors, Alex Paris Contracting and Washington Financial Bank, that have sponsored kids-free admission for the remainder of our season.
HeinzHistoryCenter.org is how you can find out more information about Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village. They are part of the Heinz History Center, and there's a very comprehensive website available for you to take a look at things there. Thank you very much, David Schofield. I hope we'll talk more in the future.
All right, Larry. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And good morning to Daphne. Daphne had a guest on our Soundhound that I just noticed. A receipt dispenser. And it's kind of like that if it's a stamping receipt and expelling it, that would be correct. And Bonnie had a guess of a stapler, but perhaps a more importantly, Bonnie knew the song by Michael Jackson that Rick challenged us with. About 15 minutes ago or so, I mentioned that Rick in Highland Park sent us some items that happened in history. October 14th, Michael Jackson's first solo single topped the Billboard Hot 100. I asked you what the name was. Bonnie came up with Ben. The only hit song about a rat, unless you count Joey Reynolds and Rats in My Room. And if you've heard of that, I'm impressed. But Ben by Michael Jackson was the song, an extra charge for Bonnie. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
You say your heart's been turned to stone. You say you wanna be left alone. You say love only made you weep and moan. Let me tell you something that you know in your bones. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. You say your soul's like a dry river bend. Stop waiting for the water long ago, you said. You better pray all night for the rain instead. Life comes like a tidal wave over your head. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. You say waiting for love takes too long. Dulls a sharp mind, weakens a strong. Well, you may be right, but you may be wrong. 'Cause life can make a mountain come tumbling down. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. The river washes over every woman and man. Feet in the gravel and mud in your hands. Nothing can stand against love's command. Every boulder turns into a grain of sand. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock.
Brother, son, here at the Saturday Light Brigade with a beautiful song called Love is the Water. We have an After Thoughts puzzle coming up in just a moment or two.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
If you missed any of last week's on-air features, including Garfield Community Farm, Violins of Hope, Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, artist Satu Jones, folk duo Magpie, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Labsy Award projects, Shaler Area High School Sustainability Club members, and the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. You'll find them, along with thousands of audio features, at neighborhoodvoices.org. Well, get ready. It's time for our Afterthought Puzzle. Our Afterthoughts Puzzle invites you to come up with the one word that naturally follows three that we give you. Are you ready? Here they are. What one word naturally comes after bitter, tight, and book? Bitter, tight, and book. One word follows those three. And here's hoping you'll see if you can come up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975. One word follows bitter, tight, and book. Good luck. Now, a group called Chicken Wire Empire is going to do a Smashing Pumpkins song. There you've got Disarm, brand new in our library from Chicken Wire Empire. A lot of correct answers in so far, but plenty of time for you to solve the puzzle if you have not already. We're looking for the word that naturally follows bitter, tight, and book. We could also add loose as a clue. And as Tom and McCandless pointed out, we could simply add the as a clue. The word that follows those five: bitter, tight, book, loose, and the. Correct answers from Tom and Chris and Angie and Mars and Gail in Stanton Heights. John and Addie in East Deer also got it. And Mike and Mars has the correct answer too. Good morning to Leslie in Oakland. Nice to have you with us. Oh, Gail adds the clue, rear. That works. Any ideas? The word follows bitter, tight, book, loose, the, and also the word rear. We'd love to hear from you. Here's a little more music to think by.
Here we go. One, two, three.
And you might sometimes sing this to yourself if you're having trouble, especially during a time of the year when the weather is changing, like fall.
Where did I leave my sweater? Where did I leave my sweater? Where'd I think I must have left it in Santa Cruz. At that show I played at the University College 10 Dining Commons multi-purpose room. Yes, I remember it all clearly now. I was packing up my things when a young female student said I sounded exactly like Jason Mraz. And it was then that I set down my sweater to appear natural and unoffended as our conversation shifted to autographs and was then abruptly ended when I signed her new CD, Jason Mraz. So tomorrow I'll go to Mervyn's, tomorrow I'll go to Mervyn's, tomorrow I'll wake up early, I hope my sweater's still on sale. And I can see them all like vultures at the Cherokee brand clearance rack, and by the time I get through, all they'll have left is XXL. And if my sweater's not on sale, then I will wait there until it is, and I will shiver while I wait because it's cold. And while I'm shivering, while I'm waiting for my sweater to go on sale, I'll imagine that girl from Santa Cruz being swallowed by a whale and blaming her new life in a whale's belly on Jason Mraz. So I was standing in line at Mervyn's, and the guy in front of me was obviously wearing a toupee, and I started thinking to myself, what if all our lives are just really long one-act plays in which we actors try desperately to be somebody else? Like, hey, look at me, I've got a fancy house, somebody killed a cow and made my couch, and I've got synthetic hair, it's Velcro to my head. And if that's the case, then I'm concerned that I'm too young to know the truth. I'll have to spend the next 65 years trying to recapture my youth. You know, there aren't very many words that rhyme with Mraz. Bald, I'm shaving it off when I go bald. I'm shaving it off when I go bald. I'll never ever wear a rug. I'll let the neighbor kids draw dragonflies and beautiful Bengal tigers on my head when I go bald enough. And if my wife's embarrassed by the tigers and she won't be seen in public with them, then I'll divorce her. And the divorce will be quick and painless as far as divorces go. I've been told they're actually pretty difficult. Cause she can keep the house, she can keep the couch whenever I left behind it. She can even have my sweater if she ever happens to find it. I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong.
That's Justin Farron here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And where did I leave my sweater? We've given you a few more clues for our afterthoughts puzzle. Mike and Mars just added a great one, dead. So we have bitter, tight, book, loose, rear, the, and dead. This word follows all of those things. Annie's Matt just came up with the correct answer. Kathy and Tyonesta also got it. Mick and St. Clair came up with the right answer. John and Carrick. Jim and Crafton. Gail and Stanton Heights. Tom and McCandless. Chris in Monroeville, I do believe, and Angie in Mars, John and Addie in East Deer, all coming up with the correct answer this morning. And a lot of folks playing along on Facebook as well. Sam DiBernardo came up with the correct answer. Sam, I hope you're doing well. Also, Emily came up with it, as did Kella, and Amy Dubin has the right answer. Also, Katie Spear. And Mike Athey, all playing along on Facebook. The word we were looking for. Is end. End, tight end, dead end, bookend, the end, rear end, and dead end. It's how the clues all came together. Well done if you came up with the correct answer. We will issue more charges coming up in our next hour, although we can't issue more charges until we first issue some. That's for you if you came up with N, the answer to our afterthoughts puzzle. A few moments ago, I mentioned a new song that was written about Pittsburgh's Ann Feeney, who is known all over the world for her work as a singer of songs for organizing and fighting for justice. George Mann just issued this song on his latest album, which is called This Chain. And it's a beautiful song that references Anne without mentioning her by name. It's called Just As Dangerous Alone.
Woke up to the first day of a world without you in it. So much that I could say, but where should I begin it? And it seems so very small, to start out with I love you. So maybe I'll just pour a drink and try to tell them of you. She came out of the east, doing 90 miles an hour, driving and driven with a special kind of power, with nothing behind her and nothing standing in her way. With a head full of words and a spitfire wit and a righteous anger, she wasn't taking none of it, and a voice that would carry from any stage or street she would play. Blessed with the song-making skill of Joe Hill and the grit of Mother Jones. On fire in a crowd, but just as dangerous alone. Out in the heartland of a country on fire, pushing back against all the lies of a lie, building a vision of a world that she knew she'd never see. Through so many cities, so many streets, so many victories and bitter defeats, wherever the people and powers collided, she'd be. Blessed with the song-making skill of Joe Hill and a grit of Mother Jones. On fire in a crowd, but just as dangerous alone. You in it, so much that I could say, but where should I end it? And it seems so very small to start out with I loved you, for I was just one of so many around you. There's a fireball in the west and it's burning up the sky. There's a red light blinking on the mountain tonight. There's a lonely bird singing at the dawn of the first light, and I know how much you hated goodbyes.
Just a calla lily soaking up the morning, and silly me, I'm underneath the awning, just waiting for the rain to fall so it can pass and I can walk away from all her sweet love and adoring. There's times you know your heart is overflowing, like in the spring when all the grass is growing, and the robin and the whippoorwill all day and night can eat their fill, and all the nights when the moon is up and glowing, and I think it's fine, I think it's fine. She's mine. Sometimes think it's fun that she's mine.
Brothers with the Calla Lily song. And you heard George Band, Just as Dangerous Alone, a song in tribute to Ann Feeney. Birthday time. Good morning to Charlie, by the way, who knew our Afterthoughts puzzle. Mick said we could have added Land's End. I was thinking of West End, too, or East End. Happy birthday today to Cindy from Kevin and Colin. Cindy is in Westview. Lindsay of Bethel Park. Katie wishes you a happy birthday. And John Edward in Phoenixville from Dad Fred and Mom Linda of Collier, who wrote to remind us last night. Also, happy anniversary to Brian and Laura. And speaking of marriages, congratulations to Alexandra and Dominic, who were married on Friday the 13th, just yesterday. Happy birthday to you from brother and brother-in-law, Nick, and from Michael and Angie. Tomorrow, happy birthday to Alana from San Nico, daughter Vivian and husband Kevin, and Nico, who was born on the same day. Nico, I can't believe you are 19 tomorrow. Happy birthday from your family. And another anniversary, Megan and Kevin from Dick and Judy of Butler celebrate tomorrow. On Monday, happy birthday to Isaac and to Mary from Tom, Laura of Springdale from Stephen and Hannah, Jim of Bloomfield from Sean and Shannon, Joy of Hopkintown, New Hampshire from your family. Also on October 16th, we have Sarah of Mount Lebanon, Kevin of Monroeville from Beth, Brian of Dormont from Kristen, Colin and Lucy, Heather of Lawrenceville from Jason and Perry, and Chris in Jonestown, Pennsylvania, from Chuck in Mercer. Happy birthday to you, and we still have a few more birthdays to pass along. Beginning with Tuesday, the 17th, happy birthday to Abby of Mount Washington, from Patrick, Gail, Duncan, and Vaughn, Ryan of Florida, and Kim of the North Hills celebrates on October 17th. On the 18th, Liam of the North Side from Kyla, Bryn, Jimmy, and your whole family. And on Thursday, the 19th, Norm of Upper St. Clair from Barb, Nathan, Julie, Becca, and Catherine, Alicia, and Chuck and Mercer from wife Doris. Finally, on the 20th, we have Sophia of Munhall, Shayna of Baden from Patrick, Tobias, and Sander, Robbie of Verona, John of Grove City, from Mom and Dad and Maggie Mae. Happy birthday, John. 20 on the 20th. And Kayla of Brighton Heights, from Grandma Sheila in Manchester, and your whole family.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure uniform the employee of your United States government hand delivers a Saturday Light Brigade birthday card to them. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
She's gonna be tough, but if I do my best and keep my cool, I just might be smart enough. If I promise to learn something new about rocks or caves or a bat, turn in my homework when it's due, pretty sure if I do all that, this is gonna be my year. I can feel it way down here. Make no mistake, of cake. This is gonna be my year. Sometimes I'm afraid of monsters. What's that under the bed? With some help from my little sister, I can keep the nightmares out of my head. But even if I face my fears, they might not go away. One thing is really clear, I get braver every day. This is gonna be my year, I can feel it way down here. Make no mistakes, no piece of cake. This is gonna be my year.
I wanna be a home run hitter, the best player you've ever seen. I'm no star, but I'm no quitter, and I'm happy being part of the team. I made it all the way to third before I got tagged out. I was feeling pretty sad till I heard the team still cheer and shout.
This is gonna be my year, I can feel it way down here. Make no mistake, cake. This is gonna be my year. Make no mistake, it's no piece of cake.